The Baltimore City Public School System is facing a $21 million budget shortfall that has to be closed this fiscal year. This after the district spent $131 million on initial pandemic-related expenses. Now the system CEO has to consider how the rest of the fall term will be held. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Back in the spring, when the pandemic first closed schools and harried parents turned kitchens, living rooms, or bedrooms into classrooms, Baltimore City schools began to rack up a lot of expenses. The district purchased 55,000 devices for students and teachers, 15,000 hotspots, thousands of meals for students, and millions of dollars worth of cleaning supplies and air filters. The school has also seen a reduction in revenue generated by lunch meals.
From the very beginning, we have endeavored to save funds wherever possible.
That's City School's Chief Financial Officer Christopher Doherty speaking at a school board meeting last night. In the spring, the district enacted a spending and hiring freeze at schools and cut third-party contractor costs. Earlier this fall, the district laid off all temporary employees. They cobbled together what they could and received $77 million in federal, local, and philanthropic aid. But Doherty said a shortfall remains and the district's spending will have to adjust.
We're finding that this is really more of a marathon than a sprint. I think a lot of us were hoping that this period would be measured in weeks or months, and it's going to be measured in years.
The district has kept schools online for the first half of fall term and will announce its plans for the remainder by Friday. Teachers, parents, students, and district leadership all agree on one thing. It's a tough decision, one that must account for the educational needs of students and COVID-19 spread concerns while a pandemic that has exacerbated already steep inequity rages on. The district serves just under 80,000 students, three-quarters of whom are Black and 13.5% of whom are Brown. More than half of students come from low-income families. The digital divide is a concern for many. Last night, school CEO Sonia Santalisa said that sustained, meaningful learning has been guiding the board's decision-making process.
Our essential responsibility is to meet the needs of all our students, especially those who are most vulnerable. We know that not all of our students are thriving in this virtual environment. It's not working for too many English learners, too many kindergarten students. It's not working for too many of our homeless students.
The Baltimore Teachers Union has been advocating for classes to remain online through the rest of this year, citing safety concerns for their students, their families, and themselves. In a pre-recorded video at the meeting, BTU President Diamante Brown said members believe the district is interested in a small group instruction model that would later transition into hybrid learning.
The BTU does not trust, nor has evidence to believe, that the BCPSS reopening plans, including the safety guide, are 1, complete, 2, being implemented properly, or 3, well-known and understood.
Brown said that no one wants to be back in person more than educators, but not until it's safe. Melissa Schober is a member of the Parent and Community Advisory Board, which advises CEO Santalisa's and the Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners. She said that parents have raised their own concerns about keeping families safe should schools reopen this year.
Again and again, we've heard families value choice. If schools reopen in a hybrid model or fully face-to-face, families have emphasized the need to offer a completely virtual option until a vaccine or treatment is readily available.
The announcement on the remainder of fall term is expected to come sometime this week. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.